This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, it's another volatile week, and last week we saw volatility increase with central bank activism, and we warned our clients that this week could be another similar week, and it looks like it may be playing out that way with the outside markets having a big influence. We saw double-digit gains in soybeans on Monday on increased soy meal demand from exporters, so as South American supplies filled tight. But other than that, the markets kind of drifted without direction. But that's changing today. We're seeing fear being the dominant force, and led by Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down better than 300 points. We're seeing durable goods orders in the month of December dropped unexpectedly by 4.3%. So there's fears now that our economy is slowing down. And with the Federal Reserve policy meeting today and tomorrow, expectations that they may include wording in their statement midday on Wednesday that they're delaying raising interest rates. And so the dollar has been down sharply. We're seeing sharp losses in the equity markets. And grain traders are choosing to focus on negative stories. This morning, exporters reported that they had sold 4.1 million bushels of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations, but had cancellations of 4.4 million for China. And that's what the trade is focused on. And we're seeing a sell-off kind of across the board, other than a little bit of support in Chicago wheat.
Now, the strength of the dollar was really affecting trade. So what will this weaker-looking dollar do for trade?
If, in fact, the Fed does delay or put wording into their statement that suggests they're going to delay raising interest rates, then we could see a much sharper break in the dollar and resulting money flow into the broader commodity sector, which could give us a little bit of a bounce in grain and oilseed or limit losses in the weeks ahead in the grain and oilseed market. The key question is whether that factor is more dominant or fear is more dominant. Today, fear is more dominant. That can change tomorrow. When fear is more dominant, it doesn't matter which way the dollar is going. Money tends to simply flow out to the sideline. And emotions are difficult to predict, but that's probably our greatest risk at this point as we go through the rest of the week.
And you've said that in general, wheat markets are very susceptible to headline news. So how are the wheat markets handling all these different headlines that are popping up?
Well, very few headlines relative to wheat right now. We have had increased tensions in Russia. It's given us an opportunity to spike the market, but it's really been ineffective in trying to do it. So this is a wheat market that the technicals or the charts look very negative. And if we're going to turn that around, we probably need to see Kansas City start gaining on Chicago. That tends to be the tendency when you have a sustainable rally in the wheat complex, is that Kansas City-Chicago spread grows. But Kansas City's been struggling even more, expecting good moisture in dry areas of the plains this week. And so that's weighing on the market. Overall, the traders are focused on declining demand for commodities. That means declining demand for wheat, and we have excess wheat in this country. And so it's been very difficult to sustain any type of rally despite what's going on in Russia and Ukraine.
Now, how is our neighbor and competitor South America looking with their crops right now?
Overall, I think we're seeing production estimates for Brazil come down slightly because of the dryness in central northern Brazil. It's still going to be a big crop, particularly soybeans. The biggest portion of the corn is the safrinha corn or second crop corn, so it'll be a while before we know on that. But the soybean crop still looks to be up 8 to 9% from year-ago levels, not just up the 11 to 12% that was anticipated. Should be quite adequate. Meanwhile, Argentina's crop is getting bigger, where they continue to have good rains in that area. So overall, it looks at this point like it's going to be a big crop and it's going to increase supplies available to the world.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The Illinois Pork Expo is coming up the first weekend in February. I spoke with Tim Myers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association for more information.
Yes, it is. It is coming up very fast here, and we're looking forward to another great show in Peoria for the 2015 Illinois Pork Expo. Will be February 3rd and 4th at the Peoria Civic Center. And we really have a lot of things going on in those 2 days. We try to cram in as much as we can in those 2 days and make it worth producers' while to come up to Peoria and take in part of the trade show. If they make it up to Peoria, they'll find a lot of things for them to do. There's a outstanding lineup of educational seminars. All of those are on February 4th. We've got a lot of breakout sessions this year focusing on wean to finish, contract grower type sessions for those folks. We've got some contract production opportunities for folks that might be looking at possible opportunities in the pork industry for looking at getting into pork production. We've got a session on breeding and farrowing. And then we've got just some general sessions on swine nutrition, PDB, and manure management. So a lot of really good education seminars, a chance for producers to hear from some good speakers. Also on Wednesday, February 4th, we'll have a market outlook roundtable. Markets are obviously always an issue and important to pork producers, so we'll be looking at not only the hog market, the grain markets, feed, price of feed here the next year, and giving some tips and the market and information on that. That will be on Wednesday, February 4th as well. Also that day, we'll have special sessions for purebred and show pig and youth swine exhibitors. There'll be some sessions geared specifically for that segment of the industry as well, too. So all that's going on Wednesday, February 4th. Our trade show is open on the 3rd and 4th, both days. We've got the largest swine-specific trade show in Illinois that will be going on during those 2 days as well. So a lot of information. They can go to our website at iowapork.com for a complete lineup of our seminars and see all the information for the full schedule of events.
Is there a main hot-button issue that you're hoping that producers can learn about while they are at the Illinois Pork Expo? I know last year PEDV was a huge one.
You know, I guess, that last year was pretty clear that PEDV was the big issue. And thankfully this year, we haven't heard as much about PEDV. It's still out there, and I think it's something we're all still trying to learn about. You know, I would say probably as far as one specific issue, I would say probably these CAPO rules are still something that producers are trying to learn more about. We will have an opportunity for folks when they're there to sit down one-on-one with Ted Funk, who we've done some environmental consulting with, and talk kind of one-on-one about the CAPO rules and how what it means to their farm. And so I think that's something that if folks have questions yet about how the new CAPO rules here and how they apply to their farms, Expo will be a good opportunity to get some of those questions answered as well.
And I know you mentioned that you're going to have some sessions cover show pigs. Are you hoping to attract a lot of youth this year?
You know, we always sure hope to. And like I said, we've had around 100 or so of folks that have attended that in the past. And we'll have some show pig youth that will come, as well as some of the folks that are in the purebred and show pig industry that are raising those purebred and show pig animals as well, too. So, you know, I think it's a really great opportunity for any youth that can get there to network and make some contacts and obviously hear some sessions specifically on show pig production and state fair updates and showing pigs as far as that sort of thing. So, you know, I guess I look at Expo really for youth as well as anyone involved in the industry. It's really your one-stop shop for pork industry information in Illinois. And just the context and networking and socializing that goes on at the show, I think, is probably the most valuable thing that folks take away from it, is just the chance to get reacquainted with some other folks maybe they haven't seen in a while. You know, we'll have folks from all over the country that will be there through the Allied Industry folks that will be exhibiting. So, you know, just the information sharing, and that definitely plays a big role, and I think is something that folks really can take pieces of information and take back to their farm and be thinking about how they can continue to improve their farms at home.
And very good point. These events are always great places to get some networking in. Well, Tim, is there anything else you would like to add about the Pork Expo? Maybe just to go over the date and times for everything again?
You bet. Yep. It's February 3rd and 4th. Like I said, we'll have our annual meeting on the 3rd. We'll have auctions that will be going on the 3rd. We'll have an awards banquet on the 3rd. We've got a comedian, Tim Clue, will be our motivational entertainer on Tuesday evening, the 3rd. All the seminars are on the 4th. The trade show is open both on the 3rd and the 4th. They can go to our website, ilpork.com, for all the information. They can also register online, but they can also register on-site as well, too. IPPA members do get in free, but it is it's only $10 to get in for adults and $5 for youth. That gets you into the show and into all of the seminars. So very reasonable for all the things going on. So just encourage folks to try to make it up to Peoria. I hope this nice weather will continue here into February, so it will make travel a little easier than some other years we've had. So we're hoping and praying for that. But just encourage folks to make the trip up. I think it will definitely be worth their while and something they will enjoy.
Again, that was Tim Myers with the Illinois Pork Producers speaking about the Illinois Pork Expo that will be taking place February 3rd and 4th in Peoria. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.